You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the International Court of Justice released an interim ruling in South Africa's case against Israel. South Africa has accused Israel of being in breach of their obligations under the United Nations Convention on Genocide. The ICJ has ruled that they have jurisdiction to preside over the claims made by South Africa, and in the interim have ordered Israel to prevent acts of genocide and punish comments that incite genocide against Palestinians. For an in-depth analysis on the court's ruling and its ramifications, I spoke to an expert in international law, Dr. Teresa Dunworth.
Yes, so on late Friday night, New Zealand time, the ICJ handed down its interim order in the litigation between South Africa and Israel. And it was expected that that would happen pretty quickly, given the urgency of the situation. But that was pretty quick turnaround on the part of the court.
Can you give us a little bit of a summary of the rulings and what the ICJ came out and said about the case so far?
Yes, so the first thing is that they did say that they had jurisdiction, and that was a really important point because the court doesn't have general power to pronounce on disputes between states. It has to be able to point to something that actually gives it, specifically gives it jurisdiction. So in order for that to happen, the court had to make at least a preliminary finding of genocide, because it was only through the Genocide Convention that the court would have any authority to make a determination on the situation. So the very first and most important thing is that the court did find that there was a plausible basis, and that's the test, plausibility, that there was a plausible basis that at least some of the acts by Israel constitute genocide. And that the issue behind the plausibility and that finding came down to intent. So it's obvious that genocide is more than just mass killing. There has to be an intent to destroy in whole or in part a group of people. So in finding for jurisdiction, the court not only found that there was a plausible basis to infer intent on the part of Israel, but also that the Palestinians in Gaza constitute a protected group under the Genocide Convention. Their intent was based on two aspects. Number one, what they called a pattern of conduct in terms of the conduct of the war. And number two, they did look at statements of various Israeli officials. So they did not. There was a lot of media commentary on the fact that the court didn't order a ceasefire, and that goes to a jurisdictional point because the court didn't have the authority to grant a ceasefire. It only has authority to pronounce on the application of the Genocide Convention.
I wanted to ask what obligations Israel is under now as a result of the ICJ's ruling.
So I think that the first point to note is that Israel's obligations don't arise from the court's ruling. They arise from the fact that Israel is a state party to the Genocide Convention. Back in 1950, it agreed to become a state party to that treaty. And so the court's pronouncement didn't create new legal obligations for Israel. Rather, it confirmed that they exist and that they are in issue on this set of facts. However, where a little additional thing that happened was that the court also in its order requires Israel to return to the court and report on its progress in implementing the orders against it. So in its list of measures that it ordered, the court said that Israel must refrain from genocidal acts, must must refrain from genocidal acts and must also take all measures to prevent the incitement of genocide and to take immediate and effective measures to enable the provision of basic services and humanitarian assistance to Palestinians in the Gaza Strip.
I just wanted to wrap up here with a kind of question about the next steps in the process. What are the next steps in the process of this case? When can we expect to see more developments?
Okay, so the next step then, in light of the court's order to Israel to report back to it, is that they've been given a month to report, to respond to the court. So that's the 26th of February will be the very next thing that will happen here. And then South Africa will be given an opportunity to respond to that. Beyond that, they will move to a merits phase. So again, this ruling on Friday is just an interim order. It's like an injunction in our domestic law systems. So full pleadings have not been heard. If you go on the website, you'll see that both South Africa and Israel only had a few hours each to make their presentation to the court. So we will move along in the coming years, and it will be that kind of time frame to, full pleadings, full submissions. Other states in the international community will have an opportunity to intervene and make their statements. There will definitely be a challenge on jurisdiction, because if the court doesn't have jurisdiction over the Genocide Convention, then there is no case any longer before the court. So the whole jurisdictional point will have to be thrashed out much more carefully.
That was Dr. Teresa Dunworth talking about South Africa's case against Israel.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.